With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. In general, wildfires in western Montana calmed over the weekend thanks to cooler weather and even a little rain, but other fires grew and some new ones popped up. Two new fires were reported yesterday on the I-15 corridor between Helena and Great Falls. That's prompted evacuations for the Holter Lake Campground and all residences on the north side of nearby Beartooth Road. Residents on the south side of Beartooth Road received an evacuation warning. The two fires, totaling about 250 acres, are being aggressively attacked with state and National Guard helicopters, heavy air tankers, and smoke jumpers. There's a public meeting tonight in Craig at 7 o'clock about the two new fires, which are being called the Holter Complex. Again, that meeting is at 7 o'clock tonight in Craig. To the northwest, evacuees in the Noxon area are going to be allowed back into their homes tomorrow morning. That's according to Sanders County Sheriff Tom Rummel. Some of those evacuees have been out of their homes since August 19th. Fire managers on the Clark Fork complex, which prompted the evacuation orders, said fires there got a third to two-thirds of an inch of rain yesterday. Higher humidities today are expected to help firefighters handle those three fires, which are burning approximately 2,400 acres on either side of the Montana-Idaho line. At 6 o'clock this morning, residents of Essex were allowed back into their homes after being evacuated Thursday, and U.S. Highway 2 has also been reopened in the area. Firefighters say they're optimistic that they can get a handle on the fires known as the Family Complex burning on and near the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. The Rocky Mountain Ranger District and an assortment of local volunteer fire departments are trying to contain the fires, which started or grew over the weekend. Fire Information Officer Margaret Hangen says fire crews have been able to make progress despite winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour.
We've been able to actively put in containment lines because we now have heavy equipment. We can actively go through and do what is known as cold trailing, which is literally going in and making sure that it is in fact cold so we can start looking at maybe in the next few days being able to report some actual containment numbers.
The largest fire in the complex is the Spotted Eagle Fire, which ate up a huge chunk of forest and rangeland over the weekend.
The lightning strike is quietly burning within the forest, and when those dry temperatures hit and the heavy winds hit, it grew extremely rapidly from a 200-acre fire to a 50,000-acre fire within literally a matter of hours.
The sudden growth of the Spotted Eagle Fire led to the evacuation of the town of Hart Butte Friday. The American Red Cross set up a shelter in Browning, and the Lewis and Clark Humane Society is sheltering about 80 pets at the 4-H building, also in Browning. Montana and three conservation groups are proposing measures to protect grizzly bears while still allowing logging in two state forests west of Glacier National Park. On Monday, the State Land Board approved the proposed settlement that would create seven security zones totaling 3,400 square miles within the Stillwater and Coal Creek state forests. No permanent roads would be built in the security zones, and logging would be barred except when bears are in their dens for winter, and then only below an elevation of 6,300 feet. The state also would avoid or minimize helicopter flights over the zones. The proposal would settle a lawsuit filed in 2013 by Friends of the Wild Swan, the Montana Environmental Information Center, and the Natural Resources Defense Council. It still must be approved by a federal judge. Kids going back to school this fall may first need to visit the doctor's office to comply with new immunization requirements. Corin Cates Carney has this report.
Students in kindergarten through 12th grade need to have two shots for the chickenpox vaccine, and middle school and high school students are required to have a pertussis booster. The 2015 Montana legislature revised school immunization requirements for school attendance effective October 1st. Montana Communicable Disease Bureau Chief Jim Murphy says Montana has long lagged behind the nation in shots required for grade school students.
We were basically the last of the 50 states to require varicella or chickenpox vaccine. And we were one of five, at least when the session was here, we were one of five that did not require the pertussis booster for the older kids.
Murphy says the legislature made these requirements a priority after several outbreak years of pertussis or whooping cough.
Montana, over the last few years, has been either the top state with respect to pertussis cases or in the top three for several years running. So nothing to brag about.
Chickenpox statistics aren't nationally recorded, but Murphy says when he looked around at neighboring states, Montana had a much higher rate for kids catching the disease. The law does allow for medical and religious exemptions to the vaccines. For more information on new immunization requirements for students, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Signature gathering soon begins for a proposal to allow public school employees with a valid permit to carry a concealed weapon in school. Initiative 175 has cleared the necessary legal hurdles to appear on the 2016 ballot if sponsor Chet Billy can get the necessary number of signatures. Billy's a 17-year-old senior at Whitefish High School and a self-described gun enthusiast.
It bothers me whenever we have national tragedies such as Sandy Hook or Columbine that the first thing people want to do is take guns away from the very people that could stop incidents like this.
Montana's school superintendent Denise Juno says this proposal is both risky and unnecessary. Juno says many schools are already training for various crisis situations. Supporters will need to collect over 24,000 valid voter signatures to get I-175 on next year's general election ballot. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.